This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
South Africa's professional biohacker and performance coach, Steve Stavs, is on the line. And you might have some health questions. And I can tell you, Steve's hearing a lot of them from all around the world. And he's the man to be tackling all of these questions and more. Let's first say hi. Steve, good morning. Welcome to breakfast.
Morning, Brad. Thanks so much for the privilege to share wisdom and knowledge to your audience.
You're a biohacker. That sounds like something you could get arrested for. What's a biohacker?
Yeah, we got to define the term because people look at it and say, oh, you got this sort of word hacking in. So, you know, there's some type of illicit activities. But
yeah.
Really, I think we just need to take a step back because I think it's important to understand why we want to biohack. And I just want to sort of let people know that your body needs to be glorifying the Lord and glorifying God. And it really comes from the scripture, 1 Corinthians 6:19. It says your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. You need to glorify God with that body. And so we need to cherish and nourish our bodies. Mm. Our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And so the driving force, the internal drivers are very, very important because you can put all these incredible healthy habits in place, Brad, and you can exercise more. Mm. But why are you doing that? You're doing that so that you nourish your body, you nourish your soul, you nourish your mind, which is so important for the purpose and the uniqueness that God has given you to accomplish in this, you know, in this life. So biohacking is really for your audience a way, a means for you to optimize your body, your mind, your soul. In other words, if you want a definition that people can sort of hold on to, it's the art and science of assessing or measuring and adapting your internal environment, which is your body, and your external environment, which is where you live and work, in order to make the necessary changes to optimize your health.
So I want to jump back quickly. You made mention of the scripture. So here we are as believers in Jesus, and this is a Christian radio station, so we know those listening are more than likely Jesus followers also.
Yes.
We know that we've only been given this one body. God's got a plan and purpose for our lives. This one body is the one vehicle we've been given to live out the purpose of our lives. Yet we still don't take care of it because it requires a certain level of discipline and effort that it would seem very few people are prepared to push into. And so we're not living the best life. And the thing is, though, and you'd know this better than anyone, there's no shortcut here. It's just something's got to click inside of our brains for us to actually want to put in the work.
Yeah, and I think it's even more than our brains and our minds, you know, because that can be cognitive, which is really important. God's given us an incredible mind, but it's really a revelation because the motive has always got to be one of, let my body glorify God. And that's the scriptural sort of meta-narrative. Is God has given me a purpose and I need the body to work as best as it can for as long as possible in order for me to accomplish what God's got for me, those good works from the Ephesians 2 text.
Yeah.
And I just think of an incredible example that your audience might sort of be able to relate to is the Rick Warren Church, Saddlebrook. And Rick Warren's baptizing all these people. He's got an incredible Sunday, 848 people being baptized. Yo. And then God speaks to him and he says, your entire congregation is fat. And then God speaks to him again and says, and you are fat too. And he has this revelation that if he wants to carry on ministering and serving the people of God and, you know, fulfilling his purpose, then he has to do something about it. And he got a couple of doctors, and just long story short, in their life groups, in their Bible studies, in their small groups, they managed over 1 year to lose 250,000 pounds.
Incredible.
100,000 kilograms. On average, 15,000 people took part and 7 kilograms on average people lost. And what he found was people's energy, people's well-being, people's sleep, people's relationships, people's commitment. It just grew and grew because their bodies, which is such an integral part of who we are, were far healthier. And it's an example for people to grab hold of that. You know, one of the doctors, Dr. Mark Harmon from the Cleveland Clinic, said the greatest force to bring about sustained change is community. And that the people of God and the church have community to hold on to help them with the habits and lifestyle changes. Because changing habits not easy. And as you said, Brad, it takes work.
Yeah.
But if we can come together as a community as the people of God, we can encourage one another to nourish and cherish our bodies as Christ nourishes and cherishes the church, which is your Ephesians 5:29 scripture.
Yeah, and there are guys that have done that, have followed this. I mean, I think of Mark Hall, the lead singer of Casting Crowns, and Big Daddy Weave. Mike Weaver used to be called Big Daddy Weave because he was so big. He lost so much weight. Now they call him Big Daddy Weave, but he's not big at all anymore. So, I mean, and these men and women that do this, I mean, they're the inspiration, and they're sharing the similar message to what you're sharing. And now we've just got to let that message take root in our lives and bring about change. But so I'm going to go here because you're talking about hacking. I just want to ask a very simple question. People are listening. We talk about the health and wellness even on Thursdays just before 8 o'clock. We do that here. We have access to information more than ever before with the internet, your podcast and radio and all sorts of things, never mind TV and YouTube. Yet we're looking for quick fixes, which are just never going to happen. But there must be at least one small thing we can do to set ourselves on the road to better and healthier living and to thrive. What's the start? Where do we begin?
Look, I think once again, we were born into community from community. And for me, the most important is to find a health coach that you can trust, because this journey of life is tough and you need someone to guide you and help you and facilitate change. And for you to be accountable to is so important. I mean, people have coaches in business. They got it in sport. Why? Because traveling a road with someone who's there to support you, to encourage you on your tough days is crucially important, as well as helping you direct to, say, the right doctors. Our medical doctors are incredible, but they're not trying to help us with sustained transformation. And the research shows us, Brad, that if people, you know, 80 to 95% of people who lose weight regain that weight within 5 years and put on more weight.
Wow.
Why are the steps like that? Because of what's happened to Western lifestyle, which is probably you and me and your listenership, that it's so easy. It is so easy not to exercise. It is so easy to eat the junk food or the wrong food. It is so easy to get caught up in work and all the stresses and that. So we need someone to journey with us. I think that's probably the first thing, and that's what we're trying to pioneer in Africa and beyond, is the use of a health coach. And so I'll get people to start there. Secondly, biohacking, in short, is DIY biology. It's really do-it-yourself biology. There's a certain accountability, and this is a revelation, I think, that comes from God, or a convictional belief for those that people are not in God, is that I need to take accountability of my own health. That's why I'm going to get a health coach. Yes, I need the doctor. He's going to help me with a bit of guidance. But I'm not going to just take whatever he says. I'm going to go and check it out. I'm going to research it. I'm going to ask a friend. I'm going to ask my pastor. I'm going to ask the trusted people in my community that I can get a perspective from. And there we can start looking at the very important measurements. Well, what are the blood tests that we all need to know, which I'm trying to educate people? What is heart rate variability? Heart rate variability is a really good measure of how to measure your stress. I mean, stress causes everything, all these diseases, but how do we measure that and how do we improve that? And the reason biohacking is so important is because what we can measure, we can manage. And that's what came from Peter Drucker, who said, my goodness, if we know the data, then we can make the changes. And, you know, the scientific sort of literature shows that if you just wear a pedometer or you wear a watch measuring steps, you will take 30% more steps. You'll be 30% more physically active if you have a pedometer. So that's the power of knowing the data. And every single person out there who's probably got a private medical aid, Brad, they have the ability to become a biohacker. And they probably are a biohacker, because if I ask you a question, Brad, have you measured your blood pressure? Have you taken your glucose levels?
In my life, yes. Recently, no.
Yeah, and that's what you need to do, because you've done it, it's a measurement, and then you make the changes. And many people have made changes once they know, because we've all got blind spots, we've all got scotomas, which are these blind spots. And in essence, often we want to take the easiest path. We don't want to go through the hard work. And this is where biohacking is the means and the conduit to help you transform your mind, your body, and your soul.
And we're all individuals, Steve, so we end up going to the internet or seeing something on a magazine shelf at the checkout, you know, lose 5 kilos, 10 kilos, 20 kilos, let me show you how. Just because somebody else has done it, we assume we follow the same path, we'll get the same results. We end up being disappointed, disillusioned. Things fall apart in our weight loss or fitness journey because we're trying to have a one-size-fits-all kind of approach to health and wellness, and that can't possibly be right. We're individuals, right? We all need different things at different times in different ways.
Absolutely. And, you know, once again, it's not that at all. There's some general principles that we know. I mean, everybody knows, you know, sugar's been vilified. If you eat too much sugar, it's a problem. But, you know, knowing your omega-6 to omega-3 fatty acid profile or ratio is crucial, but not many people know that. Mm. So there's an individualized sort of assessment that needs to happen. You need to know your blood pressure. You need to know your HRV. You need to look at different sort of data points like your sleep. Sleep, unfortunately, hasn't been respected and honored. And then people are getting into, you know, trouble with their health, their well-being, their energy, their performance, because they're not looking at their sleep. And so there are a lot of parts of Western lifestyle that we need to address and measure and then put action steps in place and then let someone guide us and help us. I think it's crucially important for sustained transformation. Anybody can lose, you know, a lot of weight in a short period of time, but what do they look like 5 years and, you know, in the future? And do they maintain those healthy habits, which is a very important question for people to be asking.
So what do we do next? I mean, you're talking about health coach, you're talking about individual assessments, you're talking about tests that need to be run. Where do we start? Is this something where you can go to a GP and say, I want to get my life sorted out, but I need to know my numbers and I need to start somewhere? Where's the starting point in this journey?
I think the starting point is, once again, is a health coach, you know, because I think if you can engage with someone that you connect with, and, you know, we, our first chemistry sessions are all free. You can go into the website, matesubscribe.co.za, send us a mail, have a look. We've got a podcast. We've got a YouTube channel. We've got, you know, we're on social media, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, and start understanding that if you take accountability of your health, well, you're going to have to put some work in it. You're going to have to put some skin in the game. Because when you start there, your greatest bleeding point will might be that, hang on, if we assess how many steps you're taking, you're not even getting close to 10,000 steps. So the person needs to do an overall assessment. Yes, there's specialists. Yes, there's GPs. Yes, there might be blood tests. Yes, there might be emotional factors that you need to look at. You might need to go to a psychologist. So an assessment and evaluation needs to happen. And then we can start looking at what specific data points. For you, it might be nutrition. For me, it might be sleep. For the person out there, it might be movement. You know, we look at this world and we're speaking on the cell phones, but electromagnetic radiation is a huge problem. Teaching people how to use a phone, switching off your Wi-Fi at night, you know, making sure that you've got blue-blocking glasses at night because the blue toxic light at night is causing detrimental effects on our stress levels and on our sleep. And our sleep is one of the most fundamental parts to our health and wellness. So for me, you start with a health coach. If you can walk a journey, then they can direct you, ask questions, and get you on a process where, firstly, you can take accountability of your health. Because the bottom line is this. The CDC has shown us in America that people are actually dying younger and younger. The last 3 years, longevity has come down. And so chronic disease is just really pervasive in society. 1 in 3 Americans has got a chronic disease. You know, 1 in 4 Americans have got multiple chronic diseases. We don't know the stats here in South Africa, but it's probably similar. And the pandemic has shown that if you're obese or you're diabetic or you've got high blood pressure, you know, or you've got asthma, then you're predisposed to really struggling, you know, with C19. So there has been a health awakening. But the health awakening is rooted in this, Brad. What is your purpose? Who's going to help you discover and delight in your purpose? Because you're all part of this body. And if you don't have the right internal drivers of why you're putting all these healthy habits in place, it's not sustainable. And this is so, that's why I love talking on Christian radio stations, is because God has given you a unique purpose to fulfill. And if you look at the Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 12, which part of the body do you need to fulfill? Well, Brad, you're the liver and I'm the elbow. But the elbow has to function. Otherwise, it says in the text, it's going to affect the whole body. So it's around this delighting of purpose. You know, it's around understanding who your community is and who you're serving. And I think for me, that's the fundamental foundation of why we continue to nourish and cherish our bodies.
Two things for you before we greet one another, Steve. The first one is give us some info again of how we can connect with you. You spoke about Made to Thrive. Give us that URL again.
It's made to thrive, as you said, all lowercase, no numbers, all letters, .co.za. That's sort of the best place for people to start. We're on Instagram at SteveStavsZA, on Facebook at SteveStavsZA, and Made to Thrive ZA, on LinkedIn at SteveStavs, and we've got a YouTube channel, SteveStavs.
So check out our Instagram. If you missed some of that, you'll find the links through on our Instagram post for today's chat at 729 Cape Pulpit. Before we go, Steve, I've been following you on social media and checking what you've been up to. How's the rowing going? Have you got your rowing session in your 500 meters? Are they in today already? Are they done?
They're not. My training session's done, but I'm going to be carrying on, you know, being committed to rowing 500 meters. And I think what's important is, as you bring this up, Brad, is one of the greatest books that I read last year in 2020 was Atomic Habits by James Clear. And why is that if we can go from a thought to an action to a habit to a lifestyle, when it becomes just subconscious automated, these lifestyle habits are so much easier to accomplish. And I just interviewed one incredible man called Bruce Lipton, who wrote the book The Biology of Belief. And 95% of our lives is automated. It's a subconscious level. Only 5% is conscious. And so if we can translate all those habits as lifestyles, things just change and they're sustainable. So we not only talk about the internal drivers, but we also have to talk about the tools to empower people. And you know, our purpose at Made to Thrive is to inspire and empower people to live a life of thriving. We were made to thrive. You were made to live without disease, you know, sickness, and there's no judgment or guilt if you've got a chronic disease. But for the next generation, for those that are struggling with those, there is hope. Mm. We can change the things that are occurring in our body by implementing and instituting small and big things. And that's where the health coach can help you not feel overwhelmed, because some people are just so overwhelmed on what to do and why, you know, they read so much information, is, you know, information overload. And so we need the people of God around us and health coaches around us to help institute transformation.
MadeToThrive.co.za. That's the voice of South Africa's professional biohacker and performance coach, Steve Stavs. Check him out on social media. It's something you need to do. You don't even think twice about it. Steve, great hanging out with you this morning. Love the passion. Love the spiritual direction, because now we've got a baseline on which to begin. Thanks for your inspiration this morning. Until we chat again.
Thanks, Brad, so much. Thanks for all the good work that you're doing, and hopefully up across the cross again.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.